Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. MONA is the acronym sometimes used to help us remember the interventions to consider for patients with acute coronary syndrome, or ACS. If the patient doesn't have a history of GI bleeding, a recent hemorrhagic stroke, or a known allergy to aspirin, we give that first, then consider morphine, oxygen, and nitro if appropriate. The medication nitro is today's topic. Nitroglycerin is a vasodilator that affects peripheral blood vessels and coronary arteries. Dilation of the coronary arteries allows more blood to flow to the heart muscle, while the peripheral effects decrease the workload of the heart by decreasing systemic vascular resistance and reducing afterload. That is, the pressure that the heart has to pump against to circulate blood. Because of its widespread dilation effect on blood vessels, nitro can quickly lower a patient's blood pressure, sometimes to the point of making the patient hypotensive. For this reason, we must assess a patient's vital signs before administration of nitro and only administer it if it's indicated and safe. Nitro is indicated for use in patients experiencing chest pain from cardiac ischemia. Nitro is contraindicated for use in patients with hypotension or a history of taking PDE inhibitors to treat pulmonary hypertension, erectile dysfunction, or BPH. Giving nitro to a patient taking these medications can result in sudden and massive drop in blood pressure. Nitro should also be used with caution in patients with bradycardia or tachycardia. In the acute setting, nitro is usually given sublingual, either as a fast-dissolving tablet or a dose-metered spray. It is important that we assess the patient's pain and vitals before administration of nitro to ensure that it's indicated and safe. We should assess the patient a few minutes after administration to see if it has helped relieve some of their pain and how has it affected the patient's blood pressure. Nitro may be given in 5 minutes as needed and repeated twice for a 3-dose total. Nitro is a medication that may be taken at home for the treatment of angina. Be sure to ask the patient if they have taken any of their home medication and was it effective. Nitroglycerin begins to oxidize once the bottle is open and loses its potency over time. If a patient says they took their home nitro, ask them if it had the same effect it usually does. Many patients will know because nitro has some common effects such as tingling under the tongue or a slight headache after its use. If the patient's home medication didn't have the desired effect, it may be old, and administration of fresh nitro would be indicated. I hope that you found today's review of nitroglycerin in the use of the ACS algorithm helpful. If so, please consider leaving a 5-star rating or supporting this podcast with a small donation via the link. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.